Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are Madeline Sayet, director of the new Perseverance play Whale Song, and Aaron Tripp, the lead actor who plays the protagonist of the play. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, this performance is the debut of Whale Song. What does it mean to both of you that it's premiering here in Alaska, in Juneau?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've worked on a lot of new work, native work at Perseverance, and it's always really wonderful to have those voices on the stage. And in particular, like this story, like this is one we haven't really gotten a perspective on. You know, it's a lot of this area, but I really like seeing the northern stories on stage. It's really nice.
For me, it's been a really interesting experience because the first time I ever came to Alaska was to work on a workshop of this play with Kathy a year and a half ago. And so this play has been a big part of how I learn about the North. And obviously, like, we're not doing it in the Arctic where it's set, but it's like as a play, its relationship to Alaska has been a really interesting thing to sort of find out and discover in this process.
Whale Song was written by Kathy Tagnach-Vexford, as you mentioned. Who is she? Could you tell us a bit about her?
Yeah, sure. She is a Inupiaq playwright who's this is her first play being produced, and she's been working on this play for a really long time. And she's just like such a lovely spirit in terms of like working on this process with her. She's a very giving person and she thinks in a lot of like deep reflective ways, and I think that that really shows up in her text and some of the muscularity of the poetry that you don't actually get in a lot of contemporary new plays nowadays. But during our process, we were able to like rearrange a lot of scenes to like stretch and ask new questions. Even just within, you know, like a little over a month that we had putting this up, she brought in so many new ideas and was just so open to everything that the cast was bringing in. So it's been a really wonderful collaborative process and just so exciting to see how excited she is about every revelation in the process has been something that's like just been like really rewarding for me as a director. And it's also been an interesting process because, there are pieces of like the philosophy of her culture in the piece, but she's very specific with the fact that this is, this specific story is fiction. That it is like a story of something that could happen as opposed to something that has. And I think that there's been something really exciting about working on a tale that is so epic, but an epic for now or of the future as opposed to something of the past.
Well, tell us a little bit about the story. What's its origin? Where does it take place? Who are the characters?
It's a big question.
It's a big question.
Big question.
It takes place in the North, and it basically centers around this character that Aaron plays, who is designated as the chosen one of her people, and that means that her destiny is to marry the future leader of the Bowhead Whales at a time when relations between the people and the whales are in dire straits, are suffering, to be able to continue the bond between the people and the whales, which is an ancient bond. And she has to like grow into the fact that that transformation is supposed to be her destiny, whether or not she wants to have a normal life, whether or not she has other love interests. It's funny because whenever I describe it, I always end up sounding like more serious than it is because it's got these really like high stakes, like, oh my God, the relationship between the people and the oceans, like right now, it is a very, you know, stressful time to actually be looking at that, especially for the future leaders, for Ani and for the leader of the Bowhead. Like, what are youth being handed in this moment in terms of like repairing that strain between nations? But it's actually also like got a lot of levity and a lot of comedy in it, which I think is really important.
A lot of warm moments, I think.
Does it take place in modern times?
Mm-hmm. Kathy always says the future, but she doesn't say when.
It kind of feels outside of time, like it's of the future and of now and a little bit of the past. It's very cool that way.
Yeah. At one point, there was a senator character that ended up getting cut, but he was supposed to have a cell phone. And we were like, Kathy, if it's in the future, what's his cell phone? How will we know?
Do they get smaller, bigger?
Yeah, do they get smaller, bigger? There's
holographic,
no way to tell.
Who knows?
Wearable.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, you play Ani, the main character. What's she like? What was it like to become her?
Gosh. Well, when I first read it and when I first got cast, I was identifying with her a lot because I feel like of the roles I've played, she's the most like me, very like stubborn and headstrong and opinionated, calls people on their bullshit. and I also related to the story, like the having this big choice, like because we all have these big life choices in front of us that we have to make, and whether they're, I mean, they're not things like this, deciding to go, you know, with the bowhead, but you know, it's just about coming of age and growing up, and it's very relatable in that way, I think.
So what is it about the whale that humans find so relatable? Like, what characteristics do they express that we find within ourselves or our society?
Someone said something really interesting at one point in this process that really stuck with me, which was that, like, we were all whales once. Some of us just got stuck. And, like, in thinking about, like, just that idea of, like, what it means to be able to, like, go between worlds versus, like, be stuck in one. Because this is such a story of transformation and, like, how anxiety and stuckness, like, relates to transformation, that's just one thing that's stuck in my mind.
What kind of whales are in Whale Song?
Bowhead whales.
Bowhead whales. We've learned a lot about bowhead whales.
Tell me something about bowhead whales.
You're going to have to tell her. What did
They're
you learn?
Thick. They have the thickest blubber, like 20 inches of blubber. They move 1 to 3 miles per hour, 6 miles per hour if they're fleeing.
That's pretty slow.
Pretty slow. Yeah. They don't actually have that many predator enemies, though, so they don't have to move that fast, except for humans.
And in the play, is the relationship one of hunter hunted, hunter prey, or
no? I think it's more reciprocal.
Circle of life.
Yeah,
it's more diplomatic. I mean, one of the things that's really not diplomatic. I mean, I guess actually that's the way to put it. One of the things that's been really interesting from the beginning of this process is Kathy has always been very clear that these are not two species in terms of the representation, that they will be played by humans and represented as two nations. And I think what that does, that's really interesting in the play, is it really makes you look at the cultures of whales and people as two nations, as opposed to, like, in a fabricated hierarchy that divides them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a good segue into my next question, which is about the set. In the press release, Aaron, you described the play as visually stunning, but it also presented some tests for the creative team. So could you guys say more about that?
Yes.
Tests for the creative team.
I guess I'll be Aaron. Like, that's your turn.
Yeah.
It was just, it's a play full of really powerful imagery that's actually very complex. And therefore, you know, how to stage something that exists in the ocean and on land and in spaces that are between worlds and has people that are whales with their own culture and has people transforming and has lots of things that I'm not allowed to say because Kathy will tell me I said spoilers.
Yes.
But it's, you know, like if you have a play where there's like a casual iceberg break in the middle of a storm or like someone having to transform from a person into a whale, you know, multiple times, it's just like one of those things where you're like, yes, of course, we will put that in the play. That makes perfect sense.
Obviously.
But then you're like, but what does that actually mean? or like a couple of philosophical stage directions that were scenes unto themselves that had to be discovered as movement sequences. And so luckily, Haley Duran, who's like a genius, had been working with us the entire rehearsal process on the subtle gestures of what the whale world is, like what that little bit of difference is living underwater versus over water in terms of like how you exist in space. And without that part of the process, a lot of those other discoveries could not have been made.
She's been amazing.
Yeah.
That sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Maddie, I have a quote from you here that says, the art of discovering how to stage transformation in a play where half the cast are playing people and half are whales has reminded me, you, both of how capable we all are of transforming and of how subtle so many of the lines constructed between beings are. So I just, end quote, I think that's a really beautiful sentiment. And maybe a nice way of saying if you can't imagine anyone transforming into a whale, you will.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea until I saw it. And then I was like, of course, they're whales. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. The play opens this Friday, February 1st. It runs through the 23rd. I'm certain you'll have a great turnout. It'll be well received by your Juno audiences. PTAlaska.org is where you can go to find out more information or buy tickets. Anything else that either of you would like to add about the play?
No, I'm just really excited for people to see it just because I feel like it is a very fresh story. It's not something that you it's not a story that you get to see all the time. And I think it asks more questions than it provides answers. And that's the kind of, those are the kind of pieces I really enjoy.
I concur.
Thank you both so much for being here and answering my questions. I'm very excited about Whale Song opening this Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.